Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking anger equals danger. As humans, we're filled with emotions and reactions to those things that cause us alarm. So how do we learn to deal with these feelings of anger, and what are some things that we can do, and should we really be concerned? Today we're going to look at just that and some things that you can do. I want you to know that our sponsors for today is Ask a Pastor, as well as Jesus Umbrella and Silly Photography. Thank you so much to those sponsors for being able to join with us again today. And listeners, we will have a little extra something very soon, because we will be coming upon episode number 100. We hope that you will be able to join us for our 100th episode. We're excited about that on this platform, so we will be sure to give a shout out to anyone who definitely helps us celebrate our 100th episode. Today's scripture is Proverbs 20, verse 3. Proverbs 20, verse 3. And that is, any fool can start arguments, but the honorable thing to do is to stay out of them. Yep, any fool can start an argument, but the honorable thing to do is to stay out of them. Now, if only more people took that mindset, but with everything that's in our food and everything that's going on with social media and in the world today, I can understand why people are a little bit more on edge. But what are some things we can do to help combat all of this aggressive energy that we have? One thing that you can do is acknowledge. Now, if the anger is dealing or coming from someone else, or if it's your own anger that you're dealing with, we need to first acknowledge that the anger is there in the first place. If you deny it, all you're doing is just kind of pushing it back and compacting the problem, just pushing it down until you end up having a emotional and or verbal eruption, and you just let everyone know what you've been thinking all along. And we don't want you to have to do that. We want you to be able to take a more calm approach to it all. Something else that you could do is when you're dealing with anger in other people, is before you start to apologize, before you say that you're sorry, if you will, let the other person vent for a moment or two. Let them get it out, because they want to make sure that you have heard that you have hurt them, that you offended them, whatever it is, and they want to make sure that they are being hurt. So before you just jump into it, oh, I'm sorry, which is what we used to do as children, let that person explain it to you, and then when they are in a place to not only hear what you have to say, but receive what you have to say, your apology for that angry moment will be welcomed a lot more. Now, when you're dealing with your own anger, you need to learn how to separate yourself from the person, the place, or the thing that has caused you to be angry in the first place. Step away, move away, go outside, go for a drive, go for a walk. No longer go to that place. Don't speak to that person until you're able to actually have a more calm and rational conversation with that person. There are so many things that you can do to remove yourself away from the situation. We want you to do those positive steps, the removal of yourself and the incident that has caused you to feel these moments of anger and or aggression. Again, sometimes all you need to do is just walk away and you will feel a lot better. Well, since we need to take our very first break, we'll be back, right?
Hey, when was the last time you had a professional family portrait? Family portraits are a symbol of strength, security, and serenity while captured in time. How often do you see tragedy on the news from natural disasters when people are desperately searching for their portraits and not the game console or designer bag? Visit freechurchportraits.com and see how every family in your church can get a free family portrait for your members. Contact Philly Photography at 800 800-955-4208, 800-955-4208, or visit the web at freechurchportraits.com. This offer is now available in New Jersey, New York, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Philly Photography, where you show your blessings through your smile. Call now, 800-955-4208, 800-955-4208. Visit freechurchportraits.com and see how every family in your church can get a free family portrait for your members. Contact Philly Photography at 800-955-4208 or visit the web at freechurchportraits.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We are talking about how anger and danger are only one letter away from each other, and most people don't realize that. Well, you may be asking, well, I don't understand the whole anger equals danger thing. Well, we already know that if you're upset in the wrong place at the wrong time, that that can equal harm between two people. But what about the harm to your person? And that's what we're going to talk about in this next portion. Did you know that when you increase the anger, you also increase your risk of heart disease? Yes. Well, 44 studies published within the past 2 to 3 years, and especially one in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, found evidence that there is a link between emotion and heart disease. The same study also showed that chronically angry or hostile adults with no history of heart trouble could be as much as 19% more likely than their more easygoing peers to develop heart disease. That's right. So all of that yelling and screaming and carrying on, it's affecting your heart. You have to learn to calm it down. Most people that love you want you around for quite some time, and your being angry has internalized and it affects your heart. Now, if you are a coaching client of mine, or perhaps a coaching or a counseling client of mine, then you know, and I tell you numerous times, that when you don't let it out, it will manifest itself physically. Yes. Heart disease is that manifestation physically of your emotional distress, and that is the anger. I want you to make sure that you talk to someone about what's in your world so that you do not have to experience that. Well, did you also know that when you're dealing with this type of anger, this amped up anger, that it also slows your body's healing process? Now, we've heard it on the news 1,000 times, and medical doctors and scientists have all agreed that being cheerful, being in a good spirit, helps heal. It makes you heal much faster than those who don't have a sense of happiness. Now, for many people, this sense of happiness is an inner joy. For some people, they will say that it is their belief system. Well, we know that as being Christians, that because we believe in a higher power, because we believe that God is able to heal us, we have a sense of hope. We know that we can be cheerful even during our time of distress. So I want you to remember that even though you may be going through something, you don't have to be down in the dumps about it. You can remember that there are people who have survived your illness, and you too could be yet another story of witness of how awesome God is. Well, we need to take one more break, and we'll be back right after this.
Taking cover from the rain is essential when it all comes pouring down. While Mother Nature does whatever she likes, we can handle any storm that comes our way. And it's easier with the Jesus Is My Umbrella by Squat Sponge. Available now in the Squat Sponge Amazon store. The Jesus Is My Umbrella is sleek and stylish, measuring under 10 inches when folded down and weighing a slight 7 ounces. Available in 3 languages. English, Spanish, and Chinese, so you'll be able to express yourself. This umbrella is perfect for keeping you dry when the sky opens up. Available now at JesusIsMyUmbrella.com.
There are millions of people online that have spiritual questions and are seeking answers.
Flow at askapastor.net, the answers can finally be found. When you make a profile, you can ask any of the pastors any questions you like, but especially if you have a question about Bible study, Christian living, church history, devotional, theology, and even praise and worship. That's right. At askapastor.net, you as a user simply create a profile and a pastor will answer your questions. It's that simple. So join askapastor.net and get answers to your Bible questions now. askapastor.net.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Tester. So we're looking at how anger equals danger, and we're looking at how your emotions are manifesting in your body. How are they coming to light? If you're not dealing with the emotion, you will more than likely deal with the physical aspect of how your anger is starting to affect you. And we were just saying that, one, it damages or it increases your risk of heart disease. It can potentially damage your heart more than you ever realize. The other is that it slows your body's healing process. We know that smiles, laughter, a cheerful heart, all of those things absolutely must do. We need to be happier in our lives because it is really starting to have an effect on who we are. And number three, last but not least, is that anger can fuel depression. That's right. I know that you think that being mad and being sad don't go hand in hand, but they have found that in many studies that being irritable and just overtly angry was present in about 54% of the people in a particular study who participated in the U.S. National Institute of Mental Health study on depression, that were participating in this study, that 54% of them had the common denominator of anger and depression. That's right. We don't think about it, but it's kind of, people also don't think about that when you lose your power, that you become angry about certain things, and losing one's sense of control over one's life can manifest itself in different ways in different people. So if someone you know is also experiencing some depression, surprisingly enough, they may be angry about something. They may have felt as though, you know, the world has done something or hasn't done something, and that it needs to do something about it, and they're just not sure how to articulate that. Well, listeners, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. If you are looking for a counselor or you would like to join in on our coaching programs, one of our coaching programs, I'd be happy to have you. Please be sure to visit my website at www.drangelachester.com. That's drangelachester.com. And you can choose between counseling and or coaching. Many clients start off as counseling if they're dealing with something directly, or they can switch over and be a coaching client, which means that you're not experiencing anything necessarily. You just want to find those tips, those strategies that you can utilize in order to make your life that much better. Well, thanks you guys for listening. I hope to see you next time. Have an awesome, awesome, awesome week, and may you enjoy your Easter. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.